The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Shit. Oh, shit, son. What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the Jenna Bander podcast. Bonus weekend edition. Unfortunately, there'll be no video version of this podcast, which is a bit of a kick in the parts. And by parts, I mean bollocks. But this is how we roll, bro. You know what I mean? I don't have a team running around after me, so it's kind of like when the fucking strike while the iron's hot, as they say. Got a bit of a second to do a podcast, so here we are getting you that weekend podcast. Squirted out. Squirted right out. Here's the fucking intro anyway. Jesus, suck my tits.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about you, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
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 Fuck you. Yeah. Enjoy it. After, I would say, years of podcasting, I've had this H6 recorder, and for a while I had a battery pack that, you know, because it's fairly fucking hectic on the batteries. So I had this battery pack that you had to plug in, and it's, you know, it's quite a big unit, and then you had to plug this other fucking unit into power it, and it would just always go like, and then I was like, for fuck's sake, that's annoying. So then I would have to just buy stacks and stacks of batteries and plug that, or put them in, and they would be good for like a podcast and a half. So you'd end up fucking out batteries, even though there was probably like half of the life left in them. Ruining the planet, you know, straight into the sea. Turtles are like fucking eating the shit out of them, you know. I managed to plug the thing in today, and straight away plugged it into the mains, and it was like, I was like, there's something going on here. It's all fuck about. Go into the settings, go into the phantom plug-in power thing, go to 48 volts, the sound goes away. And that's the story of my life, you know. I will just fucking grind through. You know what I'm like? When someone takes a dog, you know, you get quite a boisterous dog. Take a dog on a walk, and it's just like, it's just constantly pulling on the lead and choking itself. That's me. And then eventually when the dog's 9, it slows down a bit, and then it goes, are you telling me I didn't have to choke myself to death all these years? For fuck's sake. You know, and then eat too much dark chocolate and die. But that's the way it goes. So this is a quick weekend podcast. Once again, thanks to all the Patreon people that keep trickling in. If you want to support this podcast, if you listen to it and you're like, do you know what? He fucking knocks them out and I rely on them. Do you know what I'm saying? Some people rely on this. Sometimes when it's late, people give me shit. Some people are like, here, when's the podcast out? I'm fucking stuck in a factory or some bullshit. Do you know? People like it. People need the laugh. You know, I'm not bragging. I didn't know any of this till people start telling me this shit. Got a message today, or got it a while ago actually, but everybody really read it today, which is, again, I'm a dog choking myself on a lead. Not doing it right. I'll not say this girl's name. I'll say, well, Sarah. Her name's Sarah. Followed you since I Am Fighter. First appeared on my Facebook feed about 8 years ago. Went to your Limelight show at the end of January. Roped my dad into babysitting overnight so we could make a night of it, which resulted in the worst hangover of my life. Hear me too. I couldn't even eat my recovery boojum the next day on the bus back to Larne. That's so sad, the thought that you'd be on a bus back to Larne. I'd have dropped you home. Do you know what I mean? Rather than getting that death ship. The following Friday, my dad suddenly passed away. I haven't been able to go back to his house since without being a gurning mess. Today, I went armed with paintbrushes and three of your podcasts. I've been saving up, and I didn't shed a tear. Though laughing may have ballsed up some of my cutting in, sir. Laughter is the best medicine. Needless to say, I just wanted to say thanks, so I joined Patreon. Looking forward to an epic night, Mandel Hall. That is unbelievable. You know, I'm sorry that your dad passed away suddenly. That's fucking rough. That's men, isn't it? That is fucking men. You know, you know, if my physique is anything to go by, that's kind of on the cards, really, isn't it? You know, do the old Gandolfini, go for a couple of tequilas, have a fucking shrimp dinner, die on the toilet. Brutal. But yeah, I'm sorry to hear about your dad, but isn't that a wonderful message? You know, who knew the power of talking about dicks and tits with Mickey Bartlett would be handy for someone to have to help them get through a tough time? Unfucking believable. Unbelievable. You know, and she has joined the Patreon, which is insane. Do you know what I mean? I feel like for me to know that information is crazy, you know? It's wild. But that's a sort of lovely I got a lot of good feedback about the last podcast for some reason. Sometimes the stars align, you know? Sometimes you come in, you're full of energy. Do you know what I think it was? You know, as I'm 3 miles away from the microphone here, do you know what I think it was? I think it was just like I was off caffeine for about a week, and then eventually my body sort of caught up with itself, and then it was good to go. Do you know? It was good to fucking go. Full of energy. Been doing workouts, got my fucking barbells and shit. Who in the fuck is he? Oh, it's my sister. We're going to Donegal tomorrow, and if anyone has seen that vlog that I put up, it's called like We Find a Secret Beach or something like that. You can watch us in Donegal. We're going there again tomorrow. The weather's a bit different, if I'm being fully honest with you. So we're going up tomorrow, and you would think that my sister was organising a goddamn gala for 700 people. We clash a lot, you know what I mean? I talked about it in the last podcast, but I'm very much who gives a fuck about anything type of guy. Do you know? What are you making for dinner on Saturday night while we're there? Huh? I didn't even think about it yet. Do you know? What time is bloody blah? Don't know. Figure it out at the time. But anyway, we're going up there. That's going to be a lot of fun. She doesn't really drink. Her husband, shout out to Adam, drinks a little bit. My cousin's going, don't know if she drinks, don't know if her boyfriend drinks, but I'll tell you something, me and Maureen are going, and so is her sister Lucy, and her boyfriend Eunan, and we're going to get fucking shit-holed. If I don't get in the sea naked, it's going to be a fucking, I'm acting the big dick here, I will not be getting in the sea, because the last time I was there it was sunny as fuck, and I put my foot in, and I goddamn near pissed myself immediately. What is it about coldness makes you want to piss? Or is that just me? Like Maureen has the coldest extremities of all time. I can even remember when we first started going out a wee bit, you know, and we were watching TV or something in this shithole flat that wasn't even hers, and her feet were, I was like, did you walk up a stream for an hour to get here? Why are your feet like a dead person's feet? And I swear to God, nothing's changed. Feet are freezing, and she'll come up behind you and be like, oh, I was just out in the garage, and then touch you, and you're like, ugh! And you nearly piss a wee bit. That's how fucking cold she is. Cold as ice! I don't know where the fuck I was going with this story. Can't remember. We did a very cool thing today. We finally got around to getting a sort of gift thing for Maureen's parents for letting us get married at their house. Because their wedding anniversary... Isn't that crazy that their 30th wedding anniversary is coming up and we got married on the year of their anniversary? crazy times, but we managed to get them a nice gift. We're giving it to them tonight because it's a trip. You know what I mean? It's a trip, but certain things can be moved or changed within 24 hours. So we're basically going to be like, we've organized this trip for you. We've organized some shows. We've organized a hotel. Do you want to go? Because we're going to have to change it tomorrow. Huh? Great stuff. I'm talking absolute bollocks here. The main thing is, got a lot of good feedback on the last podcast when I was talking about hardcore gangster rappers. Now, I didn't dig deep enough into this shit, okay? Also, I'll talk a second and a bit about other stuff I've been watching. In fact, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a note. What's his name? Okay, I've written notes. I talked last week about your guy fucking that guy. Okay. Here's what I neglected to I didn't dig deep enough, and I didn't find out the crack. Our boy Brian Silva, and I forget who told me this. Someone sent me a message. Apologies if I don't have a chance to look up your shit right now. Your name. Our boy Brian Silva, you know, ratata, put my dick in your bitch mouth, all that shit. Brian Silva is a gay porn star. Huh? Now, I don't know whether it was before his gangster rap days, but he doesn't have a fucking tattoo on his chest yet. Do you know? But if you Google Max... No, that's not his name. Brian Silva. He's in gay porn. Now, I wish Mickey was here. I really wish he was here. And the title of the video I've found, and of course the internet's gone very slow right now, is The Next Door Twink. And... he does, you know, he doesn't have the gangster hat on. He still has the zero lower jaw to speak of. He has no lower jaw. He's all upper teeth. And he's getting his dick sucked. At least he's getting his dick sucked. At least he's not the sucky. He probably doesn't have the correct mouth fucking set up for that shit. Now, it's a strange time in my life where I'm sitting waiting for gay porn to buffer just so that I can make a point about last week's podcast. Strange. I wonder when he comes, does he go ratatata? Of course. Now, BT, sort your fucking life out so I can watch porn on a podcast for the people. Yo, man, get you. It's almost like I was joking around last week, and it came true. Do you know? I was like, The most hardcore gangster guys should nearly be gay. Do you know what I'm saying? Because that's probably the hardest thing to do. Is like, man, I'm so hardcore, I fuck dudes against their will. Now, it's massively upsetting that this won't play. That's been doing that a lot. Here's the timeline of internet at our house. Absolutely shite. To the point where, like, I would have to downgrade the quality of a video and then press upload before I go to bed, and then eventually by the time, you know, it's the morning or the next lunchtime, it would upload, which is a disgrace. Now the internet, when it's feeling itself, it's flying. Do you know what I mean? And I can take a goddamn 25 gigabyte podcast that I just filmed, put it on YouTube, and it's up in like an hour and a bit, which is unheard of. Oh shit. Now you see, this is killing my dick. And speaking of killing dicks, our boy's about to get a rid. I mean, tell me gay porn isn't funny. Do you know? Does it make you homo... is that homophobic? I don't have any opinion on how gay people should lead their life. When two dudes are really serious and passionate, kissing each other, that's funny. You know? Stubble, big smelly men. Getting hard. Just really going for it. Do you know what I mean? Now, this is infuriating that this won't play. I almost feel like stopping the podcast and starting again. Next door twink, sort your fucking videos out so that I can watch dudes suck each other's dicks for the love of fuck. If anyone's offended by this podcast, listen to these words from Rowan Atkinson.
Tensioned ambition to contain obnoxious elements in society has created a society of an extraordinarily authoritarian and controlling nature. That is what you might call the new intolerance, a new but intense desire to gag uncomfortable voices of dissent. I am not intolerant, say many people, say many softly spoken, highly educated, liberal-minded people. I'm only intolerant of intolerance. And people tend to nod sagely and say, oh yes, wise words, and yet if you think about this, suppose...
BT, once again you've let me down. Now I'm going to walk over to this thing on the wall, and I'm going to hit it. Keep listening.
You fucking piece of shit! Unbelievable.
BT, you owe me a tenner, dickhead. Swear to God. Here we go, Brian Silva, bag deep in some other dude. This is wild. You wouldn't be in need of a fucking masturbatory gentleman's break, or this fucking thing would be killing you. This is unbelievable. When it's feeling itself, I haven't used quicker internet anywhere. Jesus. Our boy Brian Silva, in fairness, has a piece on him. Or is he just one of those like super skinny guys where a regular dick looks pretty fucking huge? Now I'm looking is a soundbite. Oof. Jesus Christ. Right in the fucking rat-a-da-da-da.
Yeah. You really like how to dictate.
There we go. There's the Brian we know and love.
Fuck yeah. You really like how to dictate.
You like how to dictate. Rat-a-da-da-da. What has this podcast become? There are patrons of the Patreon dropping off like fucking flies here. Oh yeah, tuned in, and he's basically jumping between Mr. Bean having a political rant and a fucking wannabe gangster getting his dick sucked. Anyway, let's go back to Mr. Bean here.
Desire to gag uncomfortable voices of dissent.
It works quite well because this other boy's gagging quite uncomfortable. Fucking cocks of dissent. In the other video, you like the way the dick tastes? Ra-ta-ta-ta-ta. And then Mr. Bean just...
I am not intolerant, say many people. Say many softly spoken, highly educated, liberal-minded people. I'm only intolerant of intolerance. And people tend to nod sagely and say, oh yes, wise words. And yet if you think about this supposedly inarguable statement for longer than 5 seconds, you realize that all it is advocating is the replacement of one kind of intolerance with another, which to me doesn't represent any kind of progress at all. Underlying prejudices, injustices, or resentment.
Play. I mean, he has a point. See, with this new sort of movement that's going on at the minute where they just, like, people are going, yeah, fucking punch Nazis and these people are Nazis and whatever. You're literally worse than any fucking Nazi or fascist you could think of. And for some reason, a lot of these people, they just want to win. They just... No one's up for like an open, reasonable conversation. Anything I've seen is like, you know, Jordan Peterson or something, and he's trying to have a discussion, and you're like, here's what's happening. You've got a guy who has researched stuff for years and years and years, is a fucking professor, is a genius, knows everything, historian, fucking psychologist, all sorts of shit. And then you get a 19-year-old fucking non-binary fucking weirdo. Not that there's anything really wrong with being non-binary, but you know what I mean? They tend to be fucking weird. And they just have this look on their face, like, it's almost like a sympathetic look. Like, yeah, go ahead, old man. Say whatever you want, whether it be absolutely scientifically fucking factual or not. But I've already decided that you're not going to get through to me at all. So I'm going to sit here with this look on my face, like I'm just easing out a fart. And I'm just going to be like, yeah, yeah, you would. And they say things like, oh, honey, you wouldn't understand. And you're like, you don't know fucking anything. Do you know? You literally don't know anything. That video I watched before where the girl was like, I'm willing to talk about the trans movement if you're willing to listen. And you're like, what age are you? And she goes, 15 or something. The girl's like, what the fuck are you talking about? If you're willing to listen, I'll teach you. Teach you what? You don't know fucking anything. Teach me fucking skateboard moves. Yes, this, and people are so afraid of being offended. I mean, I get offended all the time. You know? But guess what you do? You fucking have a wee rant about it, and then you just carry on. Because things are offensive. Like, what sort of fucking... You know, it's unfortunately in life, that sort of like, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger type thing. You know? Iron sharpens iron. Is that the phrase? As well? It's like the things that fucking annoy you and you get through them, or things that hurt you and you get through them, or and you learn something, you know, or things that are tough and you get through it. You know, that, like, makes you a person. If you sit there like a little fucking veal calf in a thing, all soft and not moving, and just no one's allowed to fucking touch you, and you sit there just feeble, just like, no, nobody say anything offensive to me. And here's the thing, if you're all like, oh, do I need a trigger warning? Probably the word trigger makes you want to fucking remind you of the thing that triggers you. Do you know what I mean? It's like, where's just ply on, just carry on with your fucking life. Do you know? I don't know whether it's like, is that a white male privilege thing where you're a lot more impervious to, like, you know, no one's gonna, well, very rarely is someone gonna fucking sexually assault you that bothers you. Is anyone gonna fucking rape you? Is anyone gonna, you know, fucking threaten you or hit you? You know, is that why I have the attitude I have? Because I'm like, well, what are you really going to say that's going to hurt me? And what are you going to physically hurt me? Not very worried about that 90% of the time. Is that a male privilege thing to just be like sitting here going, I don't know why is there such soft fucking pieces of shit? You know, all these people turning up to comedy gigs. I can't believe he did a rape joke. Yeah, did you listen to it? Because there isn't a fucking comedian in the world would do a joke about how funny rape is. He might use the word rape in the context of a joke. But he's not making fun of fucking rape victims. Or how funny rape is. You know? Also, I've said this a million times. People get angrier at fucking comedians who mention the word rape in a joke than they do at a fucking convicted rapist. Do you know what I mean? Are you out? It's like that fucking Predator Hunters NI. You're baiting people into fucking thinking they're texting a 14-year-old picture of their dick. You know? Are you outside the house of people who were like convicted for something? Do you know? Are you outside jails going, please, You should give these cunts the electric chair or something. People's anger is directed in all the fucking wrong ways. Go ahead, Bing.
Addressed by arresting people. They are addressed by the issues being aired, argued, and dealt with, preferably outside the legal process. For me, the best way to increase society's resistance to insulting or offensive speech is to allow a lot more of it.
Yes, lad. Do you know? If you're walking around like Australia, just walking around, has Gary can't? No one's going to be like, I can't believe you said cunt.
With childhood diseases, you can better resist those germs to which you have been exposed. We need to build our immunity to taking offence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Correct. You know, are you going to, like, protect someone their whole fucking life? You know, keep them in a fucking bubble, and then they get to, like, university, and someone goes, you're a fat bastard. And they go, oh, God, I don't want to kill myself. Do you know? Which is no laughing matter, but it's like, you got to build up a fucking immunity to some shit so that you can walk around life a bit fucking, you know what I'm saying?
So that we can deal with the issues that perfectly justified criticism can raise. Our priority should be to deal with the message, not...
Perfectly. What a great sentence there.
Our priority...
The issues that perfectly justified criticism can raise. Yes, lad. It was like that social justice warrior clip I was playing last week and nearly had a hard-on. It was like... You can watch them. It was like a compilation of SJWs, social justice warriors, getting owned. And just these two fat cunts. Did I talk about this already? These two fat bitches. You know? Just saying, oh, you've got this movement called Hot at Any Size. Or something like that. Haze. Health. No, I'm lying. Hot. It was like healthy at any size. And they had this doctor on and she was just shaking her head. And she goes... You know, you're not healthy at any size. If you're too small and malnourished, you're not healthy. If you're too fat, you're unhealthy. That's a fact. You know? And this girl was like, well, no, I don't think so. And like, I have the cheek to talk because I'm a fat cunt. Because, you know, I know rightly if I just didn't eat like a dickhead and worked out more and maybe didn't drink fucking 5,000 tins of beer... Every time I drank, I could probably lose weight and it would be a lot healthier for me. You know? If I could sleep at night, that would be great also. I know these things. And if someone was like, oh, you fat cunt, I'd be like, yeah, I get it. But it's these people who are like, I can't believe I just got called fat. I'm healthy. Even though I'm breathing like this when I go up fucking steps. You know? And then all of a sudden, oh, I fell over, hurt my hip. Oh, I've got two crutches. And then you just never come off crutches because you're a fat bastard. But somebody can't go to you. You know, it's probably quite unhealthy to be overweight. I would really, really consider for a better quality of life that you lose a lot of weight and hopefully prolong your fucking life. No one can say that in case... Because it's hard fucking information to deal with if someone's like, yeah, you're too fat. And I know this is rich come from me. But I'm aware of it. Do you know what I mean? I was up at fucking 8 o'clock this morning doing power cleans. You know, kettlebell swings, flat out. Floor sweepers, all sorts of shit, bro. Getting that sweat going. Didn't eat till about 1 o'clock. Had a pile of chicken and roast beef. No spuds. I'm one of the... My dislike for spuds shocks some people sometimes. Like, do you want mash? No thanks. You don't want mash? I'm like, no. Mash is eating up the room on my plate that meat can live on. Not into it. You know, obviously I'll eat the odd chip. If I get a good roast potato, I'll eat the odd roast potato. Mash can go fuck itself. What am I in a fucking... Just get out of a coma? There's nothing to it. No thanks. Now, what the fuck am I talking about? Go ahead, B.
Perfectly justified criticism can raise. Our priority should be to deal with the message... Not the messenger. As President Obama said in an address to the United Nations only a month or so ago, laudable efforts to restrict speech can become a tool to silence critics or oppress minorities. The strongest weapon against hateful speech is not repression, it is more speech.
Yep, and I'm pretty sure people said that about the fucking... Who said that? Lenny Bruce. Back in the day, did he not? He was like, listen, if you just fucking drop N-bombs all over the place, just say the words. That's a famous bit, actually, where he just fucking slags off everybody. Let me see if I can get that. Now, judging by the internet quality. Lenny Kravitz. Lenny Bruce. Race. Type shit. This is how to rip through a fucking party, lads. Obviously play. I think he was just trying to... I don't know whether it's this clip or not, but he's basically just trying to be like... If we just use the word a lot...
Are there any niggers here tonight?
Now that's...
Are there any...
This might be the best sound quality I get. That's actually... what's that guy's name? Dustin Hoffman. Playing him in the movie.
Niggers here tonight. Can you turn on the house lights, please? And could the waiters and waitresses just stop serving just for a second? Yeah, and turn off the spot. Now, what did he say? Are there any niggers here tonight? I know there's one nigger here because I see him back there.
Dustin Hoffman can act like a bastard.
Working. Let's see. There's two niggers. And between those two niggers sits a kike. And there's another kike. That's two kikes and three niggers. And there's a spick. Right? There's another spick. Ooh, there's a wop, there's a pollock, and a couple of grease balls. And there's three lace curtain Irish mix. And there's one hip, thick, hunky, funky boogie. Boogie, boogie. I got three cocks here. Do I hear five cocks? I got five cocks. Do I hear six spicks? I got six spicks. Do I hear seven niggas? I got seven niggas. Sold American. I passed with seven niggas, six spicks, five nicks, four cocks, three guineas, and one wop. You almost punched me out, didn't you? Well, I'm just trying to make a point, and that is that it's the suppression of the word that gives it the power, the violence, the viciousness. Dick, if President Kennedy would just go on television and say, I'd like to introduce you to all the niggers in my cabinet. And if he just say, nigger, 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 every nigger he saw, boogie, 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 nigger, 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 till nigger didn't mean anything anymore, then you'd never be able to make some 6-year-old black kid cry because somebody called him a nigger in school.
Now, that's absolutely bang on. Even though it was Dustin Hoffman playing Lenny Bruce. Now, that looks exactly like Mason's Comedy Club. So, that's weird. But, yeah. That's what Mr. Bean is saying there. He's going, in a more polished fashion.
And that's the essence of my thesis. More speech. If we want a robust society, we need more robust dialogue. And that must include the right to insult or to offend.
There we go. Now, that's... I agree with him. And there is, like, things that get to a certain level where it was, you know, like the Westboro Baptist Church, where they were just inciting hatred. And that is a sort of... That's about where the line is drawn, where it's like, when you're absolutely out of your mind on an offensive, trying to cause shit, and usually to people who are grieving, that's like hate speech in its most pure form there, where it's kind of like, yeah, you gotta fucking shoot those cunts. Do you know what I'm saying? What am I reading here? What the fuck? Let's see what our boy Brian Silva has to say about this. Video's not available at the moment. Well, I'm going to refresh, and it better be. Now, on the right of the screen is an ad for some gay porn, and there's a dude like flexing in a bed, and I'll say something. He is in good shape. You know? I'm going to have to watch that Lenny film. Unbelievable. I mean, you listen to it now and you're like, none of this is like funny, but you know, he makes good points. He went to jail for some of the shit he said. You know, he went to jail for like obscenity. Which is great. But also scary, because, you know, I'm sure there's a few podcasts. I mean, isn't it great that, like, I don't, you know, I don't have a regular job, but I would love to just go to some company in America or something where they, like, Google your fucking history, you know, one of those ones, and just see how the outcome of that was. You know, someone comes up and they're like, yeah, we Googled you, and it's not good. You were watching gay porn and talking shit about it. Cross-referencing it with Mr. Bean. Now, Mr. fucking Ratatata is just loving getting his dick sucked here. Jesus Christ. Say something, bro.
Yeah. You know, like how that dick tastes. Uh-huh. There you go, put that tongue to work. But I've been here for nothing, bro.
What am I fucking doing? I'm gonna be sick. There's a not too many sexy things about a guy just chewing dick, is there? I might not post this podcast. It's very fucking strange. So yeah, shout out to Mr. Bean for just laying down the fucking law there. It is true. It's a bit, it's like anything when it comes to like conditioning something. You know, it's like if you were running a marathon. Here we go again. First it's diet fucking advice, and now it's running marathons from the guy who couldn't run a fucking bath. But anyway, you don't say, I'm running a fucking marathon in 6 months. I'll sit here and save up all my energy and then run it. Nah, bro. You gotta get used to running marathons, so you run loads and loads of miles, so that when it comes up, it's similar to what Mr. Bean's saying there. Do you know? He's going, you gotta condition yourself a wee bit, you know what I mean? Take a few shots, learn how to roll with them, so that when someone says something offensive, you don't fucking just shatter into bits. You fucking weirdo. Someone sent me a message. I think I screenshotted it. It was our boy William. Are you recording a podcast? If so, I was listening to Joe Rogan interview with Jordan Peterson, and he was saying that he started a carnivore diet, and the effects and benefits seemed that interesting. I started myself, and 3 days in, and still eating a little deep greens like broccoli, and I already feel like I've way more energy and less tired all the time, and less hungry all the time. What are your thoughts on a carnivore diet, and how good is Jordan Peterson? Jordan Peterson is the fucking man, and anyone that, I literally think if anyone gets mad at him, it's because you're a fucking idiot. Do you know? But anyway, and he talks like Kermit the Frog, but sure. The carnivore diet, yeah, it's funny because my natural instinct, I mean, if I was to look at my food intake today, I would say it was mostly, yeah, I would say it was nearly a carnivore diet. I worked out in the morning, I didn't eat anything, I had a fucking decaf coffee. If you're looking decaf coffee, carton of wire, just doing instant, and it's very fucking decent. I've had fucking ground decaf coffee, I've had decaf coffee bags that you put in the cup like a tea bag. I've had all sorts of shit, and it's by far the best decaf, I'd say. Who's this enemy fucking messages? Who the fuck's that? You dick. Fuck. Yeah, it worked out. Didn't eat anything. And then we went to a local place that does carvery. And I basically got, there was like a, now, this is amazing because I'm pretty sure they work with the butchers beside them. You get a chicken breast and this fucking thing is enormous. And you're like, what sort of bollocks are they giving you in Tesco's? You know? And I ate this thing and I was like, the it tastes very chickeny, which is sounds like a fucking insane thing to say, but it was unbelievable. And then I also got roast beef with it because at this point I was like fucking dizzy. I was that hungry. And then I just kind of got some, it was like carrot, parsnip, mash type shit, peas. And what else did I get? I got like a couple of roast potatoes. Now, it was very meat heavy. You know, if I'd taken out the spuds and probably the gravy, which probably has some starchy bullshit in it. There wasn't a lot of gravy, but you know what I mean? That's a lot of meat. So, and anytime I fucking, the only thing I want to eat usually is meat. So if I wake up, I'm like, right, I feel like I want eggs and some sort of meat. And then I'm hungry again. I'm like, what is there? Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, well, oh, come on. What's that noise? So I could probably do that, although there is the odd time where you're just like, give me a pile of fucking sweets, you know, or someone has a bit of cake, or you just, you know, it's hard to just eat meat. I could just eat meat, but then I would also be eating like a pile of other shit. I think to get the benefit of that, you have to cut out like everything, pretty much. All the sugar, just basically eat some fats and some meat. I would try it. I don't know. I would try it if people are on it and they're losing weight. I mean, that ketogenic thing seems like it would be a good idea. Seeing that people, I mean, I think the idea is get your body in that state of ketosis, just eating fats and protein. So when your body's kind of in starvation mode, like if you fast, your body, instead of burning sugar, which is the easiest thing for your body to burn, it starts burning your fat in your body, which is quite a cool thing. But I don't know. This podcast will be a short one. 41 mins, bro. I gotta get the fuck out of here. Probably to make a card to go with this fucking gift. And most people will buy a card. Not me. This is gonna be a novelty card. So I'm gonna fucking make one. Because I'm signed and gifted. And I have a degree in design. And I might as well use it. The tattoo that I got the other day is doing very well. It's at that stage where it's just falling off now. I don't know if anyone has a lot of tattoos out there, but they always tell you to like fucking keep it fucking keep it like moist for the first while. I'm making this up because I don't really know anything about tattoos. I don't like that. I do not like that. Because what happens is you keep it wet and it doesn't really heal. And then that's when it goes all over your fucking bed. And it's all over the place. It just remains like a fucking open wound. My technique is get the tattoo. Get some shit on it initially. You know, take the fucking cling film off. Wash it. Get some cream into it. Whatever you use. And then once that kind of wears off, just let the air at it. You know, let it fucking heal in the air. And let it crisp up. Like, I got this Tuesday. It's nice Friday. I haven't put anything on this yet. You know? It's just crisping up. It's starting to flake off a wee bit. You know? And it's leaving a beautiful flat black underneath. So what I might do is just, as that continues to sort of drop off, just fucking slap. Look how black that is. Just slap on the motherfucking moisturizer in the next few days. Stop it doing any major cracks. But I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know anything about that. I'm gonna go and basically. Also, this is the other weird thing I've been. I'm gonna see if I can find this guy. This is the other weird thing I've been watching. Recently, I might have touched on this before. There's videos of guys. No, I did definitely fucking. Hold on a second. Where is this fucking dude? What's his name? I can't believe I'm looking for this. Yes! I don't know if anyone's seen this fucking maniac at the start of, like, their YouTube videos. His name's Sam Ovens. Now, lie. Just lie about your name. This guy is Australian and has the most psychotic fucking stare ever. And is like, this is how I run my business. And it's like, killing it. Do you know what I mean? Like, all his videos have tons of shit.
Even figure coaching and consulting businesses. My story began when I was working a 9-to-5 corporate job that I hated. I wanted to help companies grow, but that wasn't...
You could easily fake a career in business coaching and lifestyle fucking coaching. Do you know? You hire a fucking office for a day, get someone to take some silky shots as you talk
even
to nothing.
Coaching and start my own consulting business.
On consulting and staring like a fucking maniac.
I went through dozens of ideas and most of them didn't work. But then one day, then 2.4, and in my fifth year, by the time I turned 26 years old, I'd made over $10 million.
And here I am getting into a Rolls-Royce Phantom, which is absolutely so basic.
People caught notice of how fast I was growing and started asking me how I...
You could definitely fake that. Do you know what I'm saying? I could go out and I hire a fucking Rolls-Royce like that and scoot about it and just be like... Hey, how's it going? My name's Colin Geddes and I like to consult your business. I want there to be like a Gary Vee type fella where he's like, yeah, I'm telling you what to do with your business and then here's my business that makes millions. Instead of going, yeah, my main job is to tell people how to have a business. What business do you have? The business of telling people how to have business. Huh? How do you know if it works? Do you have a business? He probably does. He was probably talking the way they're like, in my first year, I had this and $10 million and fucking Jesus Christ. I don't know why I brought him up. He just annoyed me. But I don't know whether I talked about this last week about watching videos where people are like cracking people's backs, like chiropractors, just cracking and shit. And they, for some reason, they have millions of hits. And typical internet, people just straight away, they realize, oh, these videos are getting hits. How can I up this? And then, of course, the thumbnail is like a hot chick. And then most of it is like her under like bright sort of studio camera lights. But they're, you know, they're basically in a fucking chiropractor's office. And she's, of course, she's wearing like black fucking leggings that are completely see-through. And this guy's like, let me just, you feel a little bit of pressure here in the neck. And he's like cracking away. Meanwhile, you can see her anus through the fucking thing. YouTube's a mess, bro. That's unbelievable. I don't know what else to fucking chat to you about here. Where did Donegal at the weekend? Expect another vlog. I'll take up the gimbal that I bought and haven't used yet. Yeah. It's going to be good crack. What song should I play out on? We played some Jack White the other day after I talked shit and it just went on a fucking Jack White rampage. Let me see, mate. What's that song called? Blue Veins. Hi, it's me, The Edge. Today I'm basically going to fucking plug this toaster in and drop it in a bath and then run it through these speakers and it's going to... It's amazing. It's incredible. The internet has let me down today. Piece of shit. Piece of shit, bro. Also, everyone's a fucking fitness... I'm not even going to play it. I'm not going to play it in a song because it's going to take too fucking long. Anyway, I hope this is some... Oh, fuck my ass. I hope this was of some use to you. And Get you... Nigh. Nigh. What about shit equipment, guys? Thank God for Patreon. Our first month's Patreon payments are to aid some really, really sweet merch, which I want you to get your hands on. If you're part of the Dead On Mafia, you will get a discount.
Hi, I'm Kong, and I have helped many illustrators and animators make a living on YouTube.
Turn on the sound, you fucking idiot. Yeah, we're gonna get some goddamn sweet merch. This is not working. This is not fucking working. Anyway, I'll get the fuck out of here. Hopefully this, yeah, like I said, hopefully this gets you through the weekend. Some stage, Sunday morning, you can get a bit of a listen to Mr. Bean just giving it stacks. Hey.
I'm Dusty Watch.
This internet. I'm going to phone BT and be like, what's the crack with this, bro? And he's going to be like, I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. I barely speak English, but I'm reading from a page. Now, is that racist by me, or is it factually accurate? It's a fact. Let me see. Come on, Jack, play a fucking solo, bro. Jack White's one of the few people I would shit myself if I met him. Get it up, yeah. That guitar has like a pull-out mic on it. That probably sounds mental to someone who knows anything about guitar. But he's very much like a... Jack White, what are you doing? He's a fucking, he's a lunatic because I'm pretty sure if he had to, he would play very clean, musically perfect guitar, but it's almost like he's just like an expressionist painter. He's just fucking it all over the place, and the overall vibe is good, but mad comic. It's like scat, you know, it's like jazz. If someone's going skip. Like, that's what's like with a guitar. Goddamn savage. Anyway, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. There is an order going in for new General Banter merch, and it is sweet beyond fuck. I swear to God, it is fucking tremendous. I was designing the t-shirt last night, got a quote today, put in an order already with a different company, going to have to cancel it, feel terrible, but sure... You know what I mean? It's business, baby. Can't do it quick enough. These guys can do it quick enough. There's a general t-shirt, the classic grey one, which everyone keeps asking for. They sold out without me even really noticing. Someone ordered one, and I was like, oh shit, I don't have that. None left. There's a new General Apparel t-shirt, which is black with a red writing. It says Never Feels on it. If you're wondering why it says Never Feels, it's because that's my favourite thing that people will say on a video of mine. But it also is quite a good little motto for a... I've had that a few times. You know, you put a video out and someone goes, oh man, so tag their mate, Never Feels. As in, and you're like, that's great. Never Feels. That's my fucking motto, getting that tattooed on my dick. Which absolutely does feel on me sometimes. There's a General Banter podcast t-shirt if you're a real fucking fan. It's a grey t-shirt with a big badge logo on the front, box logo. There's the Dead On Mafia one, which is like a military t-shirt, which has a big fucking balaclava and then says Dead On Mafia. It's sweet. It's so sweet, bro. It is so sweet. And the quality of these ones that do these t-shirts is going to be bang on. So that's good times. Yep, that's about it. If you want to support this podcast so that it remains ad-free, so that I'm not sitting here going, sponsored by Rita's Coleslaw, the General Banter podcast. Do you like coleslaw? I bloody love it. And there's no creamier coleslaw than Rita's Coleslaw, sponsor of the General Banter podcast. And then I would have to start editing out all the times I say fucking cunt, you know, and then I'd have to get fucking Mr. Bean on the case and be like, the thing about language is, the more cunts that are said, the less people are offended by the word cunt. So, in fact, Colin Guest is doing a bit of a service to society. Sponsored by Rita's Coleslaw. Just be part of Dead On Mafia, you know? Follow the Dead On Mafia private page on Instagram. We'll get some posts up on that this motherfucking week. And that's all, folks. I'm out of here. Probably going to watch this Jack White video again and be like, is it genius or shit? Who knows? Either way, I'm absolutely turgid. See you later, guys, right? All the best now. 55 minutes, 55 seconds up their fucking peelers.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.